in the proper chanting of the holy name, there are many obstacles that prevent us from chanting the holy name fervently. One of the most prominent and serious obstacle to the chanting of the holy name is criticism of the devotees. Often one mistakes a pebble for a pearl or a snake for a rope. In the same manner, many times what we think is a fault in a devotee may not necessarily be a fault. It may be arising in our mind due to our aversion or envy or false pride or fear of insecurity or anger or from unhealthy comparisons. So there are various reasons why a fault appears in our eyes in other devotees. And when we make such a judgment, it may not necessarily be true. And by imagining it to be a fault and speaking to others of it to be a fault, one commits this aparadha of the first offense, because of which one increases the distance between Radha Krishna and oneself. Aparadha means that which takes us away from Radharani. That's called as aparadha. So this is one of the topmost aparadhas. And in one of his commentaries, Sridhar Swami writes, he says, somebody may say, if there is a fault in someone and if I speak about it, then how can that be considered a mistake? If somebody doesn't have a fault, it is all right. But I know 100%, or probably 101% I know, that somebody has a fault. So then if I mention it, am I wrong? If I am very, very sure, I am not imagining or I am not having any envy or anger or fear with the devotee. He says, Nindanam Dosha Kirtanam. He says, talking about the fault of others at any cost is considered a serious offense. And finding fault with others is not the business of a sadhaka. It is the business of the guru to find fault with the disciples and guide them in their path. But those who are sadhakas, who they are certainly not free from aversion or envy or fear or insecurities in the heart. All those lowly qualities. So our vision of other devotees is always tainted by is flavored by such kind of lowly qualities. So most of the faults we see around us are a reflection of our own faults coming from our heart. Many times we criticize those things in others which we ourselves are hankering for, which we don't have ourselves. Or we criticize the faults in others which we ourselves are unable to follow. So a devotee, even if he finds a fault in others, if he is not in a position to rectify those faults in others by helping them, then one should never find fault. At one point of time, some students in one of the bases, they thought that let us help one another in telling each other's faults so that we can become pure devotees very soon, quickly, without having to delay much. So they began this process without consulting their counselors or seniors. And when they began, each day, instead of chanting Hare Krishna, they were telling each other's faults for several minutes and several hours. And very soon their hearts became hard like a rock. And they became afflicted with the disease of material consciousness. And they lost taste for the holy name. They lost taste for hearing about Krishna. They lost taste for appreciating devotees. Rather, they became completely political. And for finding fault in one another, they could not respect one another. And in this way, the whole place became messy. And afterwards, they understood the serious fault was in finding fault with others. Like you see, Trinavrat Asura, when he comes and picks up Krishna and goes away by creating a whirlwind of sand, then all the gopis hide eyes became covered with sand, dust particles, and it was very severely painful for their eyes, and they could not see one another, nor could they see Krishna. In the same manner, when the whirlwind of fault-finding comes in our life, we cannot see ourselves, we cannot see others, and we cannot see Krishna. Adding to all these things, we will feel, experience a severe pain in our heart, and we cannot be satisfied. If anybody is feeling a dissatisfaction in the heart, they better take a closer look into their own heart. Probably they are finding fault with others. And just like the sieve has millions of holes, but it looks at a needle and says, "Hey, you have a hole on your back." But he himself has millions of holes. That's why Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, "I am honeycombed with so many faults, how can I find any fault with others?" So this is one of the first offenses against the holy name. And a devotee should be very intelligent to safeguard himself against it. Especially the ones who become managers and counselors and presidents and gurus. They have a very tough job of finding fault with disciples simply out of concern to help them, not out of some desire to ridicule them or delight in others' faults or by spreading faults to others. So it's expected that any leader actually finds fault only with the desire to help honestly, sincerely the devotee. And if one does so in a position of a leader, then one is not victimized by this aparadha. Otherwise, as neophyte sadhakas, it's our tendency to delight in others' faults. So that's what is first offense. And in this way, our taste for the holy name will further deteriorate. Already there is hardly any taste. We don't have the strength to chant the holy name, nor do we have the taste to sustain it. Why should we unnecessarily invite this deadly disease of fault finding that will actually permeate our heart with this germs? It's like picking up germs and putting into one's body, deadly germs of fault finding. So that's why it's quoted as one of the first offenses, Vaishnava Parad. And by always appreciating devotees, ignoring the slight faults in them, like pock marks in the moon, which doesn't reduce the moon's beauty in any case, and by closing one's eyes to faults, or if one is unable to tolerate the faults of others, better reporting to the authorities or counselors, and peacefully continuing one's spiritual life will help a devotee very soon to develop a soft heart and appreciation for Vaishnavas and attraction for the holy name. Harinam Prabhu ki.